What would be the word that they would, that you'd use there?
It's furniture.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for. A larger piece of furniture. See, there isn't one. Oh, yes, there is. What would you call a piece of furniture you're sitting on?
Davenport.
Okay.
It isn't really, but okay.
What's...
Because it's Swedish modern, it's a... It's a... Well, okay, we would go to... It's a settee, I think.
All right. Is there, and what's the difference between that and the Davenport?
The Davenport is larger. See, this is pretty narrow.
Mm-hmm. Would you have
and
any other...
And it's high. It ends here where... And this is the flounce to make it look old like the room is. To make it look old.
Hmm. Would you have any other words other than Davenport or settee or anything that you'd use to...
Now they use lover's seats. These small Davenports are called lover's seats, but we don't have one.
All right. I think a while ago when we were talking about the rooms of the house, I forget, the room that you sleep in is called...
bedroom.
Yeah. Would you ever have another name for it, or have had another name? You would never call it a chamber or anything like that?
No.
Okay. What would you call a room that you store, maybe you had a room that you did nothing but store things in? Would you have a name for that?
Closet.
Okay.
Root cellar, if you're talking about vegetables in the basement.
Okay. You wouldn't have a room like, or a name like storeroom or anything like that, or?
We did on the farm at home. We had a storeroom.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
The, well, I guess while we're along those lines, what would you call a place at the top of the house, underneath the roof where you maybe store things?
Attic.
Okay. And, did you ever have a place on the farm, maybe behind the house that you used to cook in the winter? Or in the summer?
Summer kitchen.
Yeah. What would you call a little room off the, off the kitchen where you maybe store canned goods?
Pantry.
Mm-hmm. The, we mentioned a closet a minute ago. What would you call a room, or not a room, but if you didn't have built-in closets, you maybe have a piece of furniture. Would you have a name for that? Piece of furniture that would...
Oh, a commode.
You call it a commode? Would you call it the same thing?
No.
A long thing to hang clothes in, you're talking about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The commode.
Okay.
Okay, you agree with that?
Something.
Okay. The, let's see, you don't have these things here. If you had these things that are on rollers that you pull down to block up.
Venetian blinds.
Well, not Venetian blinds, but the kind that you roll up.
Yeah, okay.
Is that what you'd call them? You call them Venetian
blinds?
No,
you're thinking of the wicker ones made out of a straw-like.
Well, I think they're made out of paper or something.
Yeah.
You pull them down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What would you call those things?
Blinds.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of blinds they would be called, really.
Mm-hmm. I think you've answered the question. You call them blinds. What about the piece of furniture you might have in a bedroom or something that you keep shirts and things like that in?
Dresser.
Okay. Would that be what you'd call a...
That is my grandfather's, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's his dresser.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Are there any other similar pieces of furniture that might have different names?
They used to call them chiffaros.
Uh-huh.
Things like that.
How about you wouldn't...
Chiffonier.
Chiffonier, okay. Maybe that's the word then.
Okay. I think I've heard both, actually, if truth be known. Would you use the term chest of drawers?
Yes.
Would it mean the same thing as a dresser? Or?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you got a phone call that someone was coming over to see you, that, you know, maybe you just tell me. But, and the house was sort of untidy. It had things strewn all over the place. What would you do to...